Good morning, good morning. This is the old Trailblazer broadcast coming to you once again from the Metropolitan Tabernacle, 501 Opelousas Avenue here in Algiers, New Orleans. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the old Trailblazer, inviting you to stay tuned for another service, another study from God's Word. And we're looking at a series of studies on blood redemption. Blood redemption. Isn't that a gracious subject? Did you know no sinner ever gets saved apart from blood redemption? No, you can have all of this easy believingism you want. You can have all of this trust in Jesus. You can have all of this preaching, joining some church, or making a decision. But no, none of that means a snap of your fingers. If you've never been born again, if you've never had the blood of Christ applied to your heart. But we're looking at blood on the doorpost today. We started there in our last study, speaking about how the Lord delivered the children of Israel from the land of Egypt, where they were in bondage, so they'd been there 430 years. But now the Lord had prepared. Did you know the Lord prepares an individual to be saved? How so, Pastor? He takes the Word of God by the Holy Spirit and opens your heart, lets you see. The Bible says that by the foolishness of preaching, men are saved. Yes, foolishness of preaching. That's how we are prepared. Our hearts are open. But old Pharaoh had made those folks captives there, and they'd been in bondage unto a Pharaoh who knew not Joseph. And they'd been there for many, many years now, but the Lord's time had come. I praise the Lord when the Lord's time comes. But here we see, get this picture. Those folks were living there in Egypt. There's 3 million of them, I understand. They were living in hard bondage. They looked upon as slaves. In the sight of the Egyptians, they were just slaves, chattel mortgage. But God said, I love them. They're my people. Have you ever remember when the Lord set his love upon you, sinner? Do you remember that day? I asked my folks here at Radio Missions, can you go back and remember? Can you go back and relate where you were when the Lord first dealt with you? I can. I remember it just like it was yesterday, and it's been many years ago. But the Lord said, they're my people, and I'm going to deliver them. Moses is my chosen one, and I'll lead them through Moses' leadership, deliver them and bring them out of Egypt back to the land that I had given them through my servant Moses. What land was that? The land of milk and honey. That's right. He promised them. But, my friend, it's a great moment in the sinner's life when the Lord God of heaven sets his love upon that sinner. I love to see the Lord take hold of one here in our work, one here and one there, one at the missions, one in our Tate places, Tate families, wherever across this nation. Let me just stop and give you that information. Every message that you hear on the Voice of Truth broadcast is available on tape. Every message you hear on the Trailblazers is available on tape. If you'd sit down and write me, I'll send you all of that information, the Voice of Truth broadcast, the worship services, and the Sunday night and evening night services are all available on what we call our revolving tape ministry. We send you the tapes, and you send them back to us after you've heard them. There's a small fee, but it's very small. If you write us, I'll send you all that information. But it's a gracious time when the Lord sets his love upon a poor sinner. Now, I know that man is not worthy of being saved. I know that. I know Satan is man's master, moves him at his will. I see those things. But no sinner is fit or properly or proper to be saved. He's not worthy to be saved. No, listen. If you could realize that this morning, you'd stop your fighting God. The Lord doesn't have to save you. I have folks tell me or tell someone, and they tell me, well, I don't know if the Lord is going to show me this, and I don't know if the Lord is going to show me that. And you just blaming the Lord, blaming God for all your trouble. No, sir, that's not true, my friend. The Lord not to blame for your trouble. It's you, old wicked, depraved, depraved child. The children of Israel, they didn't deserve to be delivered. They were just like slaves, like you and I. You and I are slave to death, slave to Satan. And listen, but God had set his love upon them, and he said, I'm going to manifest and display my sovereign grace and bring them out. Now, I know that's what he said, my friend. The greatest moment in a sinner's life is when God sets his love upon him and says, I'm going to deliver you, my child. Sinner, listen to me. You unawakened sinner, listen to me. You who have never been touched. I know there's folks listening to me all over this Southland, all up on the East Coast. They listen to me. Would you listen? Listen. Listen now, my friend. Or listen. You preachers who hear me, you ministers, you deacons, and what so-called soul winners, would you listen? Listen. You don't deserve to be saved. The Lord says, I'm going to display my sovereign free grace and deliver him, that's the sinner, translate him, that's the sinner, into the kingdom of the Son of God, according to Colossians 1, 13 through 14. I'm going to make him my child. Oh, listen, if you're not saved, you're not a child of God. Don't go around spouting off that you're a child of God. You're a child of Satan. Satan is your father. If you're married to an unsaved man, my woman friend, you're Satan is your father-in-law. If you're married to an unsaved man, you're a woman, Satan is your father-in-law, and vice versa. But the Lord says, when he comes there, he said, I'm going to bring him out. And then, to bring out this more vividly, let's give God's own picture of how he looked upon the children of Israel as they're in their depraved state of slavery. In Ezekiel 16, 3 through 6, we read, and the Lord God said, thy birth and thy nativity is of the land of Canaan. Thy father was an Amorite, and thy mother an Hittite. And as for thy nativity, in the day that thou wast born, thy navel was not cut, neither wast thou washed in water to supple thee. Thou wast not salted in all, nor swaddled in all. None I pitied thee to do any of these things unto thee, to have compassion on thee, but thou wast cast out into the open field to the loathing of thy person, and in the day that thou wast born. Oh, listen, you see that picture? You see that picture? And when I passed by thee, and saw thee polluted in thine own blood. Now, that's the way God looks upon the children of Israel there in Egypt. He passed by them. He heard their groanings. I tell you here, you folks here, you know why you're not saved? You don't call on the Lord. You don't turn to the Lord. You want the Lord to save you in your rebellion. You want the Lord to save you in your high society put-on act. You want to put on your church face and run to church and go home and live like the devil. That's what you want. You know what you want. You want your own way. You might as well be honest with the Lord. That's right. I mentioned in the service a few nights ago, one thing that happens when the Lord saves a sinner, one thing is you get honest with the Lord. You're honest. Nobody can heap laurels on your head. No, you say, I'm a sinner. I'm an old worthless sinner. And you come to see that. But the Lord said, he passed by, and he heard their groanings, and saw them polluted in their own blood. And I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. This is a picture, God's picture, of the children of Israel as he looked upon them there in the land of Goshen in Egypt. In bondage, when he said unto Moses, I have heard thy groanings, their groanings, and their cries, and I'm going to deliver them. Isn't that marvelous? That's why I have hope here of my folks here being saved. I have many who are lost here. I have many who are deceived, thinking they're saved and they're lost. But I have many unawakened sinners out there in my radio audience. Many folks write me. Say, Pastor, I'm lost. I just might as well be honest with you, Pastor. I'm lost. I don't know anything about saving grace. I'm just lost. But listen, the Lord hears your groanings. The Lord hears your cries. If you cry unto the Lord, don't cry unto me. Cry unto the Lord. My friend, this is your picture. This is your picture. Picture of you as a sinner, sitting there this morning before your radio. This is how the Lord looks upon every sinner, as an illegitimate son of Satan, dead, polluting, rotting, no good about you, nothing in you to move your heart towards the Lord. Now, I know that some of you will throw up your hands and say, that crackpot fool, don't know what he's talking about. But the Bible says, there is none righteous, no, not one. Not one. Not one. Go read the first two or three chapters of Romans there. Not one. Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues and with the poison of asp is under their tongue. The only thing that moves the heart of God towards any sinner is the love of in his own heart. You don't move the Lord? No. And he said unto Moses, I remember my covenant. Oh, my friend, now there's where the crux of the matter. He says, I remember my covenant. Do you know what a covenant is? Do you know what an agreement the Lord God of heaven, the Son of God, made there in heaven? Listen, when God moved to save a sinner, sin-smitten, lost, slave of Satan. He's moved only because of his love for that sinner and because he remembers his covenant that he made with his son back there in the eternities when the son volunteered to stand good for that sinner. The Jews could not deliver themselves. Oh, I asked you folks here in my audience, my radio audience, in my congregation here, has it ever dawned upon you that you can't save yourself? Listen, did you know that you're hopelessly bound, helplessly enslaved? So it is with every sinner. You cannot deliver yourself. You cannot save yourself, regardless of what you do. Do. You can't do it. You can't save. You can't save yourself. I have folks here who think that if they do enough for me, if they bring me this, if they bring me that, if they hand me this or hand me that, or they make of things that I like, they know I like to eat, they fix it and bring it to me on a regular basis, or they go to the store and buy things that they know I like, they think that's going to save them, folks. They're good, clean-hearted people, but they're not saved, and they think that they can do their way into heaven. You cannot deliver yourself. You cannot save yourself, regardless of what you do. You'll only sink deeper and deeper and deeper into sin. You cannot save yourself. Neither could the Jews deliver themselves out of the bondage of Pharaoh. No, sir, they could not deliver themselves. Let's notice again. Here were those 3 million Jews in Egyptian bondage. And God said, I'm going to save them. I'm going to deliver them. I'm going to carry them back to their own land. So, through his leader, Moses, whom he had chosen, who was a type of Christ, he approached old Pharaoh. Moses approached old Pharaoh and the king of Egypt. And here he was, a type of Satan. Here were those 3 million Jews, 3 million Jews in the land of Egypt. Egypt is a type of death. Now, let's hold that thought until our next study, in our next lesson. We'll see in our next lesson how the Lord begins to deliver his people. Now, my friend, how does he deliver a sinner today? Through blood. By the blood. Have you been washed in the blood? Do you know anything about the blood? Do you know anything about that fountain filled with blood that we sang that song? There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains. Amen. Isn't that grace? Every sinner who ever comes to Christ, it's not making a decision. It's not trusting Jesus. It's not shaking the preacher's hand. It's not signing a little card. It's not being baptized as an infant. It's not being sprinkled. It's not making a communion service. None of those things, my friend, is salvation. What is salvation? It's a deliverance by power and by blood. The power of the Lord Jesus Christ and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ having made an atonement for our sin, and the Lord applies that to the heart, just like we're going to see in our next study, how the Lord applied the blood to the doorpost in the top of the door there, where every Jew was hid, every Hebrew was hidden behind those doors. Oh, if I could, I wish I could keep on this morning, but I'll have to give it up and see you back here tomorrow morning. Would you meet me here? Oh, the old trailblazer used to ride out on old Dan. He said, would you meet me here at the place? We'll just ride out together. Would you do that? And then he would clippity-clop on down the road on old Dan, telling us how the Lord saved him. I long for those days to be, don't you, when we could speak about the Lord. But listen, this is the old trailblazer, Pastor Albert Pendarvis. I'm going to keep being true to your soul, no matter what time you hear me, what time of the day. But it's a good morning here in New Orleans, and I wish you'd write me. Would you sit down and write me and help me with the broadcast? It's my address is the old trailblazer, post office box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. If you would, sit down and write me. Send me a generous check. Some of you could send me a check for $1,000. It wouldn't hurt you a bit. You wouldn't even miss it. No, you wouldn't even miss it. But the Lord would bless you for it and bless the broadcast for you sending it out to some poor old soul to hear the gospel. Remember my address, post office box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. Goodbye. God bless you.